Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio. We are here every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Available on TuneIn Radio. No matter where you are in the world, if you don't have a Sports Byline affiliate, you can check us out on TuneIn Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting. Also, YouTube, f4wonline.com/YouTube, and Twitch, twitch.tv/f4wvideo. And we got an exciting show today. We are scheduled to be joined in the next segment by Stan Deo, who has been a guest on Coast to Coast Radio dating all the way back to the days of Art Bell. We're going to catch up with Stan Deo today and see what's going on. Everything, UFOs and all sorts of different topics with Stan Deo today. And, of course, we're always looking for your emails as well. We've had a couple of different topics for the email bin. One of them being strange things that happen in your neck of the woods. Everybody has them. The other being maybe strange stories you were told by your grandparents. You remember hearing them and going, what? What are you talking about? And, of course, the latest is your precognitive experiences, meaning you ever just had that feeling? You had that feeling, or maybe you had a vision of something or a dream, and it came true. And I'm not talking something generic. We had a lot of people saying, yeah, well, you know, I dream that my whatever. I'm talking you had a very, very specific dream, details that could not possibly have been a coincidence. If you have those, send them to me, Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com. That is Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com, and we will get into those at the next opportunity. If I don't read them today or next week, I will get to everything. Maybe someday we'll just take a day to go through all of those emails. Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com. Back in a moment with more After Dark Radio, Sports Byline USA.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single-line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah! With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
The show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio, here every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. And we have Stan Deo on. He's actually not on right now, but we're going to call him back here in about 5 minutes. And we will be ready to go. So in the meantime, I did ask for a lot of emails on the topic of precognition, and this person here, Rich from Philly, has sent a good one. Brian, I've been a loyal listener since IATA and have listened to every episode of After Dark Radio since the first episode years ago. I was in middle school and high school in the mid-90s, and at the time, my two favorite shows, Star Trek The Next Generation and Married with Children, we're on reruns every day after school. A fine program, Married with Children. I would frequently get bored in class and zone out and begin daydreaming. When I was in this zoned out state, I would frequently begin thinking of scenes from a certain episode of each show. Those were the episodes that would play on TV when I got home that day. This happened to me every day for 4 years. So he would be sitting at school, zoning out, bored to tears, and he would all of a sudden have this vision of a scene from one of these shows. And that would be the episode that was airing when he got home. He said it happened to him for years. I have not been able to duplicate this as I got older, but I also don't have time to daydream. I often wondered if this was a skill I could have developed. Thanks and enjoy listening to your show. P.S. Whatever happened to that guy with the heavy British accent who used to call in every episode saying he was smoking his cigar and he would have something paranormal? Jason in B.C., I believe it was. I do hear from him every now and then. Was he for real? Rich asks. Oh, he was for real. I actually met him once. I think he came to one of the Wrestling Observer conventions, and I met him, and he was the real deal. That Jason in BC. You know, I was reading. Well, even it wasn't so much about paranormal, but I was just kind of reading about how, you know, some of us who are older. You know, not like young Dom, producer Dom. Some of us, when we were older, I mean, it was back before there were cell phones or the internet or anything. And so, yeah, when you were a kid, you know, you used to daydream. You used to get bored. And now nobody gets bored anymore. If you begin to get bored, you're on your device, you're checking your phone, you're doing this and that, and you're constantly stimulating your brain. And perhaps there is an ability to have some sort of a precognitive ability if you're able to, you know, as it was the case here, daydream. Just be bored. Just have thoughts pop into your head without really thinking, which not a lot of people do nowadays. So, yeah, thank you very much for that one, Rich. And we also got this one. Brian, I love the show. I listen every week, but can never listen live due to work. Missed out on sending this in when it would have been more relevant. I have a story I can only describe as paranormal. Was already planning to share it with you, but was saving it until Halloween. However, after listening to last week's show, I have to share it now. When I was a kid, I had a regular night terrors. Me and my mom lived with my grandparents for some time. As a youngster, I shared my bed with my grandpa. I had these regular nightmares where I would wake up in bed, noticing immediately my grandpa was not with me. I would be overcome with an inexplicable sense of dread. The dread would drive me up out of bed, and upon exiting the bedroom, I would spot his shadow at the other end of the hall. The shadow was humanoid in shape, stood perfectly across the wall without any source to create it. When I would see this shadow, I would immediately think death. And knowing it was there to take me, I would run downstairs to try and find my grandpa. Every time I had this dream, I would run by the kitchen on the way to the living room. I'd always think to grab a knife from the kitchen, but for some reason I always decided against it. Instead, I would run straight to the living room, tuck myself around this corner, and wait a few seconds. When nothing happened, I would then attempt to peek around the corner, and although I never saw what was around it, this is when I would always wake up panicked and terrified. I had this nightmare many times. It always played out the exact same way. Fast forward a few years, and my mom and I moved out into our own place. Once we did, I stopped having my night terrors. In fact, I would only ever have that nightmare one more time in my life. It would be about 6 years after moving out of my grandparents' home. Out of nowhere, years later, I have this nightmare again. Plays out almost the exact same way as it did before, up until it came time to peek around the corner. When I did so this time, I did not wake up from the nightmare like I always had before. Instead, I peeked around the corner, found my grandmother, mother, and aunt grouped together on the couch, holding one another and crying. After a few seconds of watching this, I finally woke up. When I did, my mother was seated at the end of my bed and she was crying, just like in my dream. She'd come in to wake me up to tell me that my grandfather had passed away. Apparently he'd been hospitalized a few days earlier without me knowing, and while he had been a very sick man since before I was born, his death had come as a bit of sudden shock to my family. So that's my story. Without knowing something was wrong with my grandpa, I just happened to have that childhood night terror the night he died. I've never been able to put a name to the phenomenon. I've always had this feeling that the shadow from my dreams was in fact death, as some would call him, the grim Reaper, and he hadn't been coming for me in my dreams, but my increasingly ailing grandpa. May he rest in peace. That is from Rob. And Rob, I want to thank you very much for that one as well. Very specific. These are the kind of stories I'm looking for. You know, everybody has a dream or a vision. I predict that so-and-so isn't going to do this, or, you know, work's going to be closed for the day or whatever. And as we talked about last week, you know, we have these thoughts all the time, and 99% of the time they're wrong and we forget about it. But that one time they're right. Oh, man, it's a hit. I knew work was going to be closed today. I don't know how. Well, it was a coincidence. But some of these, I'm looking for the stories that this story is kind of beyond the idea of coincidence. So if you have those, send them to me, Brian, at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. That is Brian at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. We're actually going to go a little bit further. I'll connect with Stan during the break so I don't just cold call him here live on the air. But I do want to mention a story that I saw here today. Google has created a new AI model. Everyone's talking about AI. And sometimes we have some fun with AI, you know, a ChatGPT, such and such a question. Well, it's being used for important things as well, not just, you know, asking it wrestling questions. Google has created a new AI model for talking to dolphins. Dolphin Gemma will get its first test run this summer. Google has been finding ways to work generative AI in everything it does. Why not a collaboration with the Wild Dolphin Project? The group has been studying dolphins since 1985, using a non-invasive approach to track a specific community of Atlantic spotted dolphins. They create video and audio recordings of dolphins, along with correlating notes on their behaviors. One of their main goals is to analyze the way they vocalize and how that can affect their social interactions. With decades of underwater recordings, researchers have managed to connect some basic activities to specific sounds. For example, Atlantic spotted dolphins have signature whistles that appear to be used like names, which allow two specific individuals to find each other. They also consistently produce squawk sound patterns during fights. WDP researchers believe the understanding the structure and patterns of dolphin vocalizations is necessary to determine if their communication rises to the level of language. So basically, dolphins have clicks, whistles, etc., and other animals as well. There's even some birds that have certain calls that appear to mean certain things. So these are sounds that mean something. However, the WDP's Denise Herzing says, we do not know if animals have words. So there's a difference between a sound that means something and actual words that you could string together into a sentence, into language. Their ultimate goal is to speak dolphin, if there is indeed such a language. They've created a massive, meticulously labeled data set, which they say is perfect for analysis with generative AI. So we need to do a show on this someday, because, you know, I've always been interested in the idea of communicating with animals. Not just because you would talk to an animal, but like, what's the animal thinking? And, you know, there have been a lot of experiments done with apes, alleged apes using sign language, supposedly, and plenty more. Back in a moment with Stan Deo, Observer, After Dark Radio, Sports.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Very happy today to be joined by Stan Deo, who I think I first heard on Coast to Coast about, God only knows, 25-something years ago. Stan, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about you, Brian?
I'm not doing too bad. So, you know, we've been talking on the show today and last week a lot about precognition, about having a vision, and the vision comes true. And sometimes this is coincidental. You know, you forget the misses, you remember the hits. But sometimes something is so detailed and so specific that it goes beyond coincidence. And you had something like this happen with you and your wife, correct?
Yeah, actually, it was a result of her listening to Art Bell. You know,
what happened?
Well, I was in Australia. I lived down there at the time, and she was here in Colorado, and she was listening one of the nights I was on Art's show, and we were talking about earthquakes and how I could predict them on coastal areas from, you know, various data from the Navy. And that was the show, and, you know, we hung up. And next day I got an email because Art had said, do you want to give your email out? And I said, oh, yeah, it's fine. Well, Holly was listening to the show, interested in earthquake activity in Colorado, and so she sent me an email and said, you know, where do I find out more about this and blah, blah, blah. And as, you know, time passed, she would ask me questions, and I would answer her, and then we got to developing an email correspondence, and it was that's how we were introduced, was by Art Bell's program. And then probably a year or two later, we actually got together, and she came down to Australia.
And so you had a vision of this going exactly as it did?
Well, yeah, not the show, but before I'd even corresponded with her, met her or anything, I had a dream vision that showed me coming over the United States, from space out there, and it was dark out where we were, but the sun was just, over the horizon to the right. It was kind of in semi-darkness already, like sunset. Anyway, I saw something out of the corner of my eyes. I was hovering over the United States, over, you know, the kind of Midwestern area, and it was out to my right in space, and it was glittering, gold flashing, and I moved over to it just by thinking, and I saw that it was like a being with gold metallic armor over and with wings that were just starting to open, and so I wanted to get over closer, but as I approached it, I felt fear from the strength of the power in it, and I leaning around and looking in the front of the armor to see who it was, and it just suddenly leapt out and wrapped all around me, and I was inside of it. Now, thusly armed, or suited and whatever, I started shooting, that was me, started shooting little colored donuts down into the Earth's surface, and the being, which I was in that suit, would, be sad, and then shoot another one down, and several times he shot these donuts of light down to the earth, and then all of a sudden one donut came back out toward him and hit him, and when it did, the whole suit glowed happy, bright things, and then I realized he had found his mate he was looking for down there with that, and of course I didn't know Holly at the time, but she was in that area where the donut came from in northern Colorado. Anyway, so I went down in the dream vision and landed in a kind of deserty area east of California. And it was like, you know, a semi-lit pre-dawn or post-sunset type environment. And as I landed, I looked to my right, and I saw, you know, back toward the east, I saw a bunch of pup tents all up, all over the place, but no one was coming out of them yet. So I went over and started investigating one of them, and I opened the flap and looked at that nightstand next to his cot, and it was set for a certain time in the early morning hours, and it had already gone past and rung, but the guy didn't wake up. And I looked at him, he was covered over with cobwebs, like webbing. So I reached through the webbing, like I guess internet web, I don't know, but I reached through that and pulled this guy up and said, wake up, you slept over, you got to get up now. And I did that to several hundred of these cots that were all, you know, wrapped in this webbing. I had to reach through the web to get them. So finally I had them all assembled, standing in a group to my right at the moment, which was to the east over the United States. And waiting, I guess, for sunup. And I turned away from them and faced over California, and I saw little burning, flaming things, 1, 2, 3, 10, 20, then an avalanche of these burning, it could be like burning pieces of paper, but it was something that left a burning trail, not just like a meteor or a meteorite. And so I turned back around to face all these hundreds of people, and I could see the flame dancing on their faces, the light from it, you know. And I said, okay, it is time. Go back and tell your people that it begins now. And then I woke up. So, yes, I did meet my wife from a dream vision. And, yes, I did enter the United States and do a reaching out through the internet and the web to many Christian philosophers and evangelists and telling him, you know, to watch for the signs of its coming now. And that was like 25, 26 years ago.
You know, when you describe that vision, I mean, it does sound very much like visions that are talked about in the Bible. A lot of fire, a lot of glory, a lot of gold and shiny beings. I mean, it seems that that's kind of like the visions that people had, you know, thousands of years ago.
Yeah, it was one of several. I had another series of dream visions after Holly and I met, and she was down in Australia, about the eruption of Lake Taupo in North Island, New Zealand. It was just really real as well. And, you know, I was shown that's going to erupt. First, it's going to subside into the, you know, the dirt or, you know, whatever, the crust there, and then it will come back with a super explosive volcanic eruption. And I didn't even know what, you know, North Island, New Zealand, or, you know, volcanoes or anything were. I mean, I was in Australia and didn't know it. But a lady came to our house then after it had the dream vision, and she was buying a book, one of my books from me, and I asked where she was from. She said, New Zealand. And I said, do you have any place over there that's got this big, like, volcano-type thing that, you know, in a lake, you know, over the top of it? And, oh, yeah. And so she clued me into what it was, and eventually I was invited to speak at North Island there to a group at a university. So Holly and I flew over, and I had seen the edge of this lake, Lake Taupo, the coast. I had seen through the eyes of a motel that was there, didn't know anything about it. And as we approached that area of Lake Taupo on the road, Holly said, now stop the car and tell me again everything you saw, the name of the motel, where it is, any of that description. Which, you know, that was a clue to where the eruption would be. So I told her all, and we drove along a ring road that goes around the crater or the lake. It's a kind of not active volcano, but it's going to be type thing. And as we were driving along there, we passed first this motel, and it was you know, a Spanish motif. And we walked in the front door, and I asked, you know, the lady if they had any signs of heat, you know, in the area. She said, oh, yeah, we've been having trouble because people complaining their rooms are all heating up here, and we're not doing it. She says, even our floor safe here is too hot to handle without mitts. And I thought, wow, that's, you know, an imminent eruption. So anyway, I said, well, thank you. Turned to my right, as I'd seen in the dream, down a hallway, and walked down a couple doors to a door that led to a lakeside cafe. with glass windows surrounding it, and a great view. And I could see through the left side of that as I faced toward the lake, yachts, small yachts, boats, sailboats parked at a marina kind of up the coast just a bit. As I was in there, I saw the staff and people, the customers. They were sitting up on tables or up on the bar top with their feet raised up to avoid getting hurt by the hot water rising up from the lake. Then I thought, well, that's weird, and walked out. And it was proof that I had seen this in the dream vision. And other dreams to come after that, that area and that eruption showed me details of what the eruption doorway, if you wish, what the eruption caldera would look like, a semi-rectangular area. And, how it would kill a lot of people that were visiting and tourists. It showed me people with different kinds of clothing, uniforms, civilian stuff, people just going about their ordinary life when this thing suddenly sucked all the water down and then exploded into a huge hot, like steam explosion that took out half the North Island. I eventually, well, within a day or two of since I was down that area, I went to the equivalent of the USGS that we have here, and they're called the GNS down in New Zealand. And I asked them about the problems, if it was possible this might be going to erupt. And they told me the sad story that they didn't have a budget because the New Zealand government had spent the money for their equipment budget to move Government House 100 feet one direction or the other up in Auckland. And they were wishing they had more funding to monitor the temperature on the bottom of the lake. Because
all right, well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more of this story. After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, BlockTrust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio, every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stan Deo joining us here today. And Stan, before the break, we were talking about dreams, visions, and we had a listener earlier in the show who would talked about how when they were a kid, they would be at school, bored, daydreaming, and there were some shows that they liked to watch after school, and they would find that when they were bored and daydreaming, these scenes would pop into their head, and they would go home, and that was the episode that was on. And they said that, you know, years later, this doesn't happen to them at all anymore. And so I guess the question is this something that happens more often to younger people? Is it a skill that can be learned? What do you believe when it comes to precognition, dreams, and visions?
You know, I've wondered about that a lot. Like when I had the dream vision in New Zealand, several of them, about the eruption of the crater lake that's coming, I knew nothing about that part of the world. I was, you know, an immigrant to Australia. And I thought, well, why would I be receiving information on something happening down here as opposed to, you know, something up in the Northern Hemisphere? And so I've wondered, you know, I had the out-of-body experience, the near-death experience in Dallas, which is in the Northern Hemisphere, where I got to see a lot of stuff was shown while I was out there. And that was because I was there, and the dream vision seemed to be about, you know, where I was and what would be happening, how things worked. So as opposed to being down in the Southern Hemisphere, I picked it up. So I'm wondering if there's some kind of a stream or a moving field that passes information about events, current and events in the future, through people's minds that are able to receive it. And now, I don't know whether you can be trained to do that. My stuff has all happened purely, you know, without my input. It just happened. So I don't know how to answer that other than you have to look at a lot of case studies and see what majority of them experienced in their precognition. It's weird, but I think it does happen. It's real.
So you don't try. These just every few years or so, it just happens.
Yeah. A lot of people get these dream visions or daylight visions and things like it. The Bible speaks of, you know, this happening in the ancient days. I don't know how we get precognition of events in the future. Things that occur at the current time, I can see how that might be transferred to your mind. But in the future means you have access to a map of the future already before it's happened. And that's just strange, isn't it?
I can't remember what exactly I was reading. It was only a couple of days ago. But it was basically about, you know, scientists that really get down to the quantum level are discovering that there is no fixed arrow of time. Like for humans, you know, for us in real life, there's an arrow of time. It just goes one direction. But, you know, at the quantum level, it I guess, can go in both directions. I don't understand it fully. I don't know if you have any insight into that. But
Well, I've heard, you know, Theosophical Society debates and things where they talk about as above, so below, that it happens in the heavens first and it happens down here to follow that. That may mean that there's some kind of a link between our universe and a super universe above us where God dwells, and the things are known there, set there, and we're able to get that information passed down to us here. I am reasonably certain that the passage of time in our level of the three levels of existence is, you know, like, let's say a level one, and that up above in the higher energy level above us, that time passes much faster, so that 1,000 years up there can pass in that level, while down here maybe 2 or 3 months or less has passed. And by virtue of this also, that the level of existence below us, the Tahom, the deep, that things pass, occur there much slower than our level, at a much lower or cold temperature. And I think that's why ghosts, of course, when they appear in room, the room temperature drops. It's because they're coming from a lower energy density universe parallel to ours, underneath ours. And so when they push up into our domain, they are cold, and they're sucking energy out of the environment around them, making you cold. On the other side of it, in the Bible, when Ezekiel saw this flaming chariot come down from the upper level of existence into the skies here, they were hot and flaming. And so their energy density was obviously greater in that level of existence. It's a big question. Sorry, it's just it's hard to answer everything with it.
Now, if you read the Bible, you mentioned Ezekiel, and there are a lot of visions in the Bible. And do you believe that the visions that we read about in the Bible from certain individuals, do you think that those were largely all what you would consider manifestations of God? Do you think that, obviously, there's the ancient aliens theory that these were UFOs before we called them UFOs? Do you think it's a little of both? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think the things that were recorded in the Bible were God-based. We know that evil angels cast out of the heavens down to earth do wander around. You might not recognize them. They're semi-human in appearance. But because of this, you have to test the dream visions, I would say, and say, is this of you, God, and, Yeshua, Jesus? And to be sure you're not being deceived, because these things can get into our night dreams, and mislead us. But fortunately, the ones I've been exposed to have been good, positive, and constructive for the Christian body of the planet.
Now, on the subject of the Bible, I guess tell us a little bit about your discovery of the biblical Garden of Eden.
You know, Brian, that's a cool subject. I mean, it's been since 2014 when I started my search for it. But, officially, I looked at it earlier, but this is when I got down to using Google Earth and, various databases from the Scripps Institute over in California to find clues where these four rivers came from that came apparently out of the Garden of Eden. And I started accessing all kinds of, scientific databases and trying to look at seafloors and things. And I discovered that at the time that all the continents were together would have been around the time of the Garden of Eden, when it, within a few hundred years of when Adam and Eve were kicked out of it, that the Earth split. And it's another tale there, but I found the asteroid impact in the Indian Ocean that broke up Pangaea, and the four riverbeds that had formed out of the Garden of Eden had eroded the coastlines of what would be the coastlines. That's why the planet, after this huge impact, broke on these fault lines or these riverbed lines. And so by tracing them back in the seafloor and on land, one by one, I traced the four rivers back to a place that was the Danakil Plains the northeast tip of Africa. And it's a very volcanic area, and I thought, well, there were hot stones of Eden, so maybe Eden was in here. And I couldn't find any other clues, where the two trees would be buried or, where they were growing. And so I left it for a few years, thinking that I found all these four rivers came from that one spot. And they did. Three of them did. I came back at it, and I realized, wait a minute, there's a large river that feeds the Danakil Plains. It forms in the Great East African Rift, and it flows downhill, and it had power and everything. So I wonder where that river came from. And I followed, mile by mile with Google Earth up until I was into Tanzania. And I followed this great river up to the source, and it was at an altitude of about 10,000 feet on what's called the Ngorongoro Plateau in Tanzania. And then I realized, well, this might be where Garden of Eden was and is. When I went over the top in Google Earth and started studying it, and I found out that the locals, a lot of people, in fact, worldwide, called this Africa's Garden of Eden. And it's not only Garden of Eden for Africa, it's the original one. And I was able to find at this, the the southwest region of the Ngorongoro Plateau, there was a collapsed volcanic rim, 2,000 feet high on all sides. And in the middle of it was a lush growing area with animals and everything, and that was the Garden of Eden. I was able to prove that with a safari that was funded by friends of mine over in Pennsylvania. We all went there and we filmed in the Garden of Eden, and we found a raised area called the it's a raised flat mound in essence in the center of center of the Ngorongoro crater, and that was where the two trees were buried. It's called Ngatati Hill in the local language, and it's inside the crater. And there are two small areas, one for one tree and one for the other, and a spring came up between them in the old days and ran down the side of the hill. So with the film crew and everybody, we realized that we had found the Garden of Eden and had found where the two trees spoken of in the Bible description of Adam and Eve and the fall from grace. We were standing where they stood, and because all around the rim of this Ngatati Hill were fig trees growing sideways out of formations further deeper than we were, and they're like a friar's hat all around the hill. And throughout the garden itself, we found huge numbers of fig trees, some very, very old, and, you know, and next to one of them, we found about 55 graves of kings from the Tatoga tribe who'd guarded it for, you know, centuries. And they had rocks buried, put on their graves and fig trees planted on their graves. And they all related to the creation of man there by God. And we talked to the Tatoga and to the Maasai, prophecy keepers. And they told us, yes, God came down from the sky here and he created man in this garden area, this hole, this crater, and then he left and put man out over into the Omo Valley, and that's, you know, where man came from. Now, I must specify that this is the Adamic, or God-created man, a peculiar type of human that had a connection somehow through to the mind of God at that time. This is different than the Neanderthal and other types of hominids that they have found in the area and elsewhere. Those predated the Adamic man, which was a special type of being. So, having made that proviso, that's how I found the Garden of Eden, how we filmed it. And we even, to get over the rim, we went down what is called Adam's driveway, because big acacia trees arched over the dirt path down into the garden. And it was, like I say, like a canopy and a red dirt road leading down into where Adam was formed out of the red earth, as it says.
So we got about 30 seconds here. But when you say that it was called Africa's Garden of Eden, did the people who lived in the area believe it was the actual Garden of Eden, or was that just what they called it?
No. They believe it.
Okay.
And okay. Kings and queens and prime ministers have visited there. The Clinton family came. The prime minister of Japan came to visit there. The people in the know realize that's the original Garden of Eden.
Okay, so it's like stories of the Ark of the Covenant. There are places that are alleged to hold the Ark of the Covenant. And the people that live in that area, that's a report. The Ark of the Covenant is here. Stand by 1 second. We'll be back in a moment with more After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio. Very happy today to be joined by Stan Deo. And time flies, Stan. We're already out of time, but hopefully we can do this again for more time very shortly. I got a lot of questions.
Well, there's even more questions about what caused the Great Flood and where Atlantis is today and how you can actually stand on the sand over the top of it.
It's buried,
but that's another subject. You can read about some of this in my books and publications and DVDs and flash drives. The address of our main website is standeo.com, S-T-A-N-D-E-Y-O.com. And right there on the front page, just down about four paragraphs, you'll see a list of our books. Dare to Prepare for Emergency, 69 chapters of really good stuff. The Cosmic Conspiracy that I wrote first in 78 and then did several updates until 2010. Prudent or Wise Places to Live in the United States, a CD-ROM that Holly produced. And she produced that Dare to Prepare book, too. And then there's a recent book of hers, The Prophetic Perils, The End Time Events Revealed, which tells a lot of details about the Middle East and the names of countries mentioned in the Bible that will be in various wars and what they're called today. A very insightful book. And for the technologists, engineers in the audience, I have a paper. It's called The Gemstone Papers, Part 1. And it's on the inertial nature of electricity. And you'll see it there. It's got a copper cone and a thing floating in the air over it. And you should download that PDF from us. And you'll see a new look at the way electricity flows. Some some astounding discoveries. Really good value.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, we're completely out of time, Stan. I want to thank you so much. We're going to get you on here again sometime. And thank you, everybody, for listening. StanDeo.com is the website. We'll talk to you next time. After Dark Radio, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network.